What's up, everybody? You're listening to the Pipe Masters Podcast with your hosts, Arvin and Jason. How's it flowing, everyone?
Hey.
So today, this is our very first podcast, our first episode.
Yes.
And today, we're going to be talking about... What are we talking about?
Huh. We just picked out which pipe... We got to talk about a pipe, that's for sure. Which pipe did we say?
Well... plumbing
for the drain pipes today. Yes. Yes. Don't look past your drains. You do need to flow. You know? So we're talking about drains today. I thought we'd give our listeners a little insight as to what really goes on inside those drains when you don't use them correctly. And, you have some things that become a byproduct of just misunderstandings. You know, the people think that they can put everything down the drain, and we find the craziest things. You know, on a weekly basis, we have the funniest stories to, you know, report back to each other. And we thought, you know, let's do our community a service and let them know that those things don't go down the drain. Yeah, keep them in the trash can. So that's the kind of the point today, talking about fogs, guys. Okay. The kitchens get, I think, some of the most abuse out of all the drains in a household, whether it's residential or commercial, really.
Okay.
The problems exist in every application, you know, but there's a thing that can help our listeners remember this, and it's called fogs, F-O-G-S, fats, oils, and grease. They're all very related, but they are very, very, very restricting on the flow inside your drain. Have you ever heard of that? The fogs?
I have heard of fogs before.
Like since you've been with us, since you've been on our team, or like you heard about it before?
I heard about it before.
Oh, that's right.
And
with your background, right?
Yeah, just to share with you guys, when we'll share a little bit more about ourselves, you know, down the road. But you know, I did come from property management before coming on board the team, the Pipe Masters team. So I got to deal with all kinds of things, and I got on the hands learning just from dealing with, you know, different properties what not to put down the drain, just because it causes problems.
Again, it's pretty unreal how abused the kitchen drain gets specifically. Don't get me wrong, I think all drains are pretty misunderstood as to what really is supposed to go down there. We've seen full carcasses, you know, we've seen the fish carcass. Had to pull that out one time. You know, the kids, they're a big fan of maybe like not just one, maybe two, three, four toys down the down the drain. That's a classic one. We always enjoy getting, you know, retrieving the baby toys out of there. I mean, you name it. I'm sure we have a story to share, but you know, that's not the point of today. You know, we can laugh about that maybe on episode two, but for today's purposes, you know, guys, like as far as your kitchen is concerned, if you have a disposer on your kitchen drain, this gives everybody this false sense of security. You know, the disposer is going to eat up everything, right? Well, it is there to serve a purpose, but it is not to allow you to put all your solids and your grease and your fats and your oils down into it. Those are not to be in your drainage, okay? What happens when you put those down the drain is they coagulate. They actually turn into something different. It's kind of like monster version of what you thought you put down there. They kind of like, they all get together and then they formulate this crazy, like, it's almost like a bacteria, you know, if you were to actually get a cross section of a pipe full of fog, you would see that you would have your original pipe diameter, and then you would see how much you're left over or left with, you know, with fog congesting that pipe. So we've seen pipes that are less than half the diameter as the original pipe when it was first installed.
So right? What are we talking about here? We're talking about, so if I look at a cross section, am I going to see like Crisco enlarged in my drain, or What does that look like?
Pretty much. I mean, it's a little soft. It's a little hard. Depends on really the type of fats, oils, and grease you're sending down the drain. But it does become like a white substance, kind of like the, if you can imagine the fat you cut off your prime rib or your prime roast, you know, that kind of thing. It literally will kind of solidify. It solidifies in there. You're starting to use cold water. You don't always use hot water, right, at your kitchen.
True.
As soon as you throw that cold water on there, guess what, guys? It's going to start to become more solid than liquid. And you start thinking about, you know, next step down the road, you're going to use your disposer with a congested pipe. And what is a disposer meant to do? Take large solid product and then make it into smaller solids, right? But I mean, people think that they can just, you know, quickly resolve an issue like this. And if it backs up on them, you know, easy peasy, call a plumber and cable it, right? The word to the wise, the cabling is not the solution to something like that. We've more times than not, we're going to cable that drain. We poke a hole through the fats, oils, and grease. And then literally as we pull the cable out of the drain, the fats, oils, and grease just kind of close in behind us. So it sometimes it takes us 3-4 attempts to really actually get it to open up. But yeah, I mean, have you seen you know, your wife cooking some stuff and just throw things down the drain that shouldn't be down there?
Oh yeah, for sure. I've definitely yelled at her for doing that. And she's like, what's the problem?
No.
And she knows now, especially, you know, I'm with a plumbing company, so she definitely knows better now. So we have a separate bag that we put anything, food, we put it into this bag and throw it away separately. But I've seen all kinds of things, again, prior to coming on board. You know, I've seen eggshells, chicken bones, rice.
Those eggshells, man. You throw the eggshells along with the fog, and then you got like almost like a concrete.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool stuff. It's just like, you've never seen anything like it, you know? But yeah, it's tough to work with, especially if you haven't properly maintained your drains. You know, that's one thing that customers just think, out of sight, out of mind. I don't have to do anything about my drains. They flow, and that's all I need to know. I'm a poet, but I didn't mean it to rhyme, but it helps to, you know, maybe it'll help our listeners remember. Just because you have a disposer, that doesn't mean you're supposed to throw everything down there. You know, literally, we're telling property managers and, you know, people with rental properties, all the same thing, that, you know, if you could, just remove the disposer. Because again, it just makes people think, I can do whatever I want. The disposer is a magic device, and it'll handle whatever I give it. Chicken bones, I've seen so many. Eggshells, though, that really does create just a substance that nobody's ever really seen before.
I think some of the worst of five stuff seen get stuck in, you know, the fogs is, definitely eggshells, rice. There's this one sweet old lady. She was putting everything, when I called the plumbers in, it was papaya seeds, like a whole lot of papaya seeds. It was like, what are you doing?
There you go.
And they're surprised. You know, they're like, you mean I'm not supposed to put it down? I was like, but it's called the food disposer, right? Like, how am I, why do they call it that?
I mean, there's something on the market called flushable wipes too. We all know better. That's episode 3, guys. Okay. We're not going to get that far today, but I mean, keep in mind, you know, when we've seen it where we tell property managers and like rental properties alike that as soon as they remove the disposer, watch what happens, right? And the usage changes immediately. It's automatic. They no longer feel like, okay, there's no disposer. I can't have my drains back up because, oh, that might affect my rent or something, right? All of a sudden, then they're accountable to what happens with their drains. So they use it completely different, and problems usually do go away as soon as they take the disposer out of the formula or out of the equation. Usage changes, and you know, people have a misconception, you know, that like things like broth, you know, bone broth, you know, it doesn't look very fatty, but man, you throw that excess stuff away, you know, if you didn't give it all to your family and there's some extra. What do you do with it? A lot of times it finds its way down the kitchen mm-hmm. drain. Man, is that broth fatty.
Yeah.
You know, we've had, when it comes to our work with commercial kitchens, Japanese restaurants are some of the biggest culprits in this mistake. You know, so it is liquid to start. But again, guys, as soon as it goes in there and it starts to get a little cool, all of that liquid fat is now going to solidify on you and you're going to be calling us. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm all for it. You guys want to send us work? I'll give you my phone number at the end of this episode. But please, guys, please just keep it in mind. Disposers are only there in case. They're not meant to be used for all these solids on a daily basis. And again, just because you think a cable, a mechanical snake once upon a time cleared your bathroom drain, you know, maybe you got hair stuck in your bathtub once upon a time and you were able to retrieve the hair. Okay, you got the hair ball out. That's not the case when it comes to the kitchen drains. Mm. It's a completely different substance in there. And again, it tends to close back up on us as we are trying to finish, right? So we get the drain to flow. We see it flowing with our cable still in the drain, and then we take it out, and then we realize, okay, let's try it again because it's unsuccessful. But, we have a few different solutions that can permanently remove all that sludge, if you will. I don't think we're going to go into that today, though, right,
Ben? No, I think that's our time for today, and yeah, speaking of which, so today we talked about what not to do, what to don't do. Does that make sense?
No. Don't do those things.
Yeah, don't do.
Don't do that.
Today's about what, yeah, about don't do. And then in our next episode, we're going to talk about what to
do.
What? Do, do, do.
Do, do, do those things.
Do, yeah, do. Right, right, right. But yeah, that's our time, guys. Thanks for joining us and listening in. If you want to get more information about what we talked about or, you know, get to know about what we do and services we provide, you can check out our website at pipemasters.co, and that is .co, short for company.
Don't do the M. It won't work. Yeah. It's .co. Yeah.
.co. Mm-hmm. And you can also follow us on our social media at Instagram and Facebook. And we post a lot of cool stuff there, basically, you know, live projects of the things we're working on. And we love to educate, you know, our customers and our friends about, you know, what we do.
That's right.
Much like what we're going to be covering in our podcast.
That's right. So, guys, if you don't have anything better to do, check out our website. I mean, I know everyone thinks plumbing is exciting. So get on our website, check out our portfolio, and get edumacated.
Yeah. And of course, if you have any questions or any subjects, you know, you'd like for us to talk about in our podcast, please reach out to us, you know, through our, you know, social media platforms, or you can do the old-fashioned way too. You can call us. And for those who still use telephone to make calls to people.
And for those that listen to this and still want to talk to us. There's a chance. There's a chance.
Yeah, that's a good chance. Yeah, yeah. But you can reach us at 396-PIPE or 396-7473.
Shoot, you guys. See ya.
All right.